All right, so next up we've got Moss Palace.
Precious daughter, crooked teeth, wicked ways, smell of flesh and tangerine.
And let's see, I like that it starts out with kind of dirty, fuzzed out guitars and with some sort of angular guitar stabs. And that Aaron's vocals has a bit of distortion on it too, which I think also sounds great. So it sets a cool mood right at the start. And, you know, I'm going to have to say this, but while this song is well produced and performed, it just doesn't really do it for me. And I think it's because I don't like the chorus. Like, initially the chorus is short, and the melody is just unsatisfying and it feels incomplete. Like, it's all tension and no release. And at the end, the chorus, like, you get, like, multiple repeats of the chorus, but there's no variation or no conclusion. And the song at the end just leaves me feeling unsatisfied. Like, it's like got a bunch of interesting pieces in it, and it sounds cool, and it sets a great mood, and Aaron can really sing, but I just kind of was left feeling like, meh, I didn't really get a lot out of it.
I enjoyed it fine enough. I thought the distorted bass guitar was quite a choice, and it works really well with the organ, and seems to maybe be going for like a Doors type sound, I thought, at parts. It kind of had echoes of maybe going for that, but there was a bit more of an angry sounding energy and drive to the song. I thought it was strong. Strong song, big choices, and a lot of success with those choices. So if it suffers, I think it suffers for the same thing that a lot of these bands are suffering this round, which I kind of alluded to earlier, where I think a lot of these are a little slower this round. We're not getting as happy and upbeat numbers. And I wonder if maybe there's a little fatigue. But at the moment, I can't even remember if that really applies to this song. I just remember strong choices, a lot of distortion, a distorted bass guitar. And interesting sounds, and I thought they worked.
Cool.